That was great, Jerry. I really enjoyed it. Just a couple of things maybe to consider. When Luke says that the reason Peter made his suggestion was because they were departing, Moses and Elijah. As they were departing, he said this. I think that kind of helps go along with the idea of he didn't know what to say or didn't know what he was saying, both of which were true. He was just trying to prolong this situation. This must have been an incredible thing to them. I mean, Moses and Elijah, who had been dead for hundreds of years. It is also worthy of note that Moses was still Moses and Elijah was still Elijah.
They're still alive, too.
And so, yes, and so we probably will have identity in heaven. But anyway, this word is interesting to me about as they were departing. If I understand that word right, it means their images, the vision began to shake or shimmer, and it gradually began to break up. And Peter is trying to prolong this situation. And I've tried to think about ways to describe that to people, and I think what is happening there is the original Scotty beam me up from Star Trek, because that's literally what those words are meaning. The same kind of thing is happening there. And I think that they were just trying to prolong this, but God was making the point that it is no longer Moses and Elijah, as you said, that we should listen to, but Jesus.
That's good. You know, I think, I don't know if it's Luke or one of them says, as they also, as they were passing into the cloud. And so maybe the cloud began to envelop Jesus and, or maybe just Elijah and Moses. But they were going away, and Peter was trying to prolong it. By the way, I didn't mention this, but something that comes up is, how did Peter, James, and John know it was Moses and Elijah? I mean, they'd been dead, like you say, or Moses died and Elijah was translated. How did they know? And of course, we don't know, except maybe they listened and maybe Jesus called them by name. Billy, since I've referenced him several times and he's not here to defend himself, he told me, well, maybe they introduced themselves. And I thought, well, maybe they did. Maybe Moses said, hi, I'm Moses. And I thought, surely not. But maybe they did. Maybe they said, but somehow they knew. Billy can defend himself when he gets here. Somehow they knew it was them. And it must have been amazing. What happened to Jesus was amazing. But Moses and Elijah. And really, I thought about it just this way. But this must have really lifted Jesus up in their estimation. They already worshipped him and thought he was the Messiah. I don't think they fully understood. But Moses and Elijah, you're as great as they are. I think that was part of what Peter was saying. Man, let's make three tabernacles for you three. And so that's a great point.
Anyone else? All right, brother. Do you have any closing statements?
Well, I'll quote another song here that was in one of Linwood's books. From the beginning, God's purpose is one, only in Jesus. Of His good pleasure, the mystery made known, only in Him. There's pardon so full and so sweet, only in Jesus. Rest from our labors, a rest so complete, only in Him. Blessed the death of the saints of the Lord, only in Jesus. Life everlasting shall be their reward, only in Him. And that beautiful chorus says, only in Christ, the promised one. Only in Him, the blessed Son. Only in Christ is victory won. Only every good thing in Him. And that's kind of the center point of my presentation. When they woke up, they saw only Jesus. He's the only Savior. He's the only one who can save. Not Muhammad, not Buddha, not any man. Only Jesus. And so that certainly is the thing we should keep in mind.